Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and today we're going to catch up with an old friend, and that's Jared Edwards. Well, I say old friend, he's a pretty young guy, but old in the sense that I've known him for a long time, and he's worked with Bass Fan for quite a while, and sort of dropped off the radar for a few years, largely because of health reasons. Bass fans might remember that 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's, probably 2.5 years ago now, and he fought that, and he came out swinging, and he's back, and he's got some big news that he wants to clue Bass fans into, so let's see if we got him. Jared, are you there?
You bet. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, Jared. Now, you're out in Page, Arizona, right?
I am. I'm sitting right here, and oh, man, I tell you, the wife and I are building a new place right now, and you talk about a big pain. More so than I ever thought possible. There's so many tile colors and stucco colors, crazy. But I got to tell you, buddy, life is good.
But when you're out there in the desert and Page, you're all just variations of orange and brown, right?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, if you find a tree here, you better hold on to it. There's not many of them.
All right, cool. Well, about this big news, now, you've been away from tour-level fishing for the past couple of years, but you haven't been away from fishing, and you got something pretty big cooking that's coming next month. What is it?
Well, you bet. Well, as we're all aware, you know, I fished with bass for the last 9 years, fished 3 years on the top 150 level, then the last year on the elites, and absolutely had a ball. I'm very, very grateful for all the exposure and so forth through bass. But, you know, once I got sick with cancer, we had a great opportunity to help give back to the cancer community by doing some clinical trials. And, well, as you're aware, John, you know, unfortunately, those clinical trial dates that I set forth, they happened to come right over the Bassmaster Wildcard Tournament. And they let all 86 in. Well, I was lucky number 87, just had a real brutal year there. And unfortunately, Bass decided not to let me back in. I wasn't too worried, you know, with our promotional background, everything I always, I guess, want to fulfill, I guess came down to the promotional and the marketing aspect, which I love. So we decided to take the next step forward. And, you know, today, TV, it's awesome. There's so many good TV shows out there. But we wanted to mix the flavor up a little bit. So what we decided to do, John, is starting next month, June 28th, on the Sportsman's Channel, we're launching Jared Edwards Outdoors. And this is the first national TV show dedicated to the West Coast. And what makes this so awesome is, besides all the shot editing in high definition, but the helicopter shots, the underwater live dive shots, and some of the biggest names out here, I tell you, we're pumped up. And so many people say, well, why the West Coast? And, well, as you know, John, and coming from the West, you know, you have the swim baits, you have the drop shotting, so many anglers that are just outstanding in utilizing their techniques. Obviously, so many of these techniques come from Japan. They hit the West Coast first. Before you know it, you have your big names out there, your Skeets, your Aaron Martins, oh, man, Fred Rambanis, you name it. And they're out there smoking them big time on tour. So I wanted to give the West Coast viewers something they've never seen, which is actual fishing shows on their bodies of water. However, the equal amount to that is the folks out there east of Texas. Now, these guys have something, and they're able to clue into a lot of the new and fresh techniques that the folks out west are doing. So we're really excited about it. That's just the start of things.
And that's Jared Edwards Outdoors, and that starts January 28th on the Sportsman Channel?
Yes, sir. And you know, there's so many great networks out there. We looked at Sportsman's Channel, and this is a company that's owned by Intermedia Outdoors, which is huge. And what's great about these guys is out of every network possible, the Sportsman's Channel has 24/7 fishing hunting only. You're not going to find any Ultimate Fighting Championship. You're not going to find any kayaking or boxing. When you turn on the Sportsman's Channel 24/7, you are seeing fishing hunting only. To me, this is critical because it reaches our demographic. And I'm just really excited. The growth of this network, the potential of it is huge.
And as I understand it, you had told Bass Fans this maybe about 8 months ago, your show's going to have a little bit of a different twist because you're a cancer survivor yourself, cancer has touched, you know, probably everybody listening in some way. And you're going to weave some of that into your show, right?
You bet. And what we're really excited about here, John, is we're having a first ever segment. And from what I understand, not only in the outdoors, but anywhere in TV, you know, the facts are scary with cancer. And when I was going through it, I tell you, it was no different. There's 10.5 million cancer survivors in the United States. With one in three people getting cancer in their lifetime, I had to find a way, being that cancer is still such an everyday part of life, being that I'm always speaking with many others that are diagnosed and always trying to help out. The next step forward, John, is for us to launch a segment to last 3.5 minutes, and it will be on every other show, and this is the first time, so we're really excited, and it's called Second Chance Outdoors. And Second Chance Outdoors is devoted to the cancer survivor. And what's really exciting about this is we show a cancer survivor. We go and highlight their story, how they were diagnosed, but more importantly, how the outdoors played a very positive motivation in their complete recovery. And what we're doing is going and not only highlighting the stories, but bringing you into these people's lives. Whether it's breast cancer, whether it's childhood leukemia, and the kid loved to go out and fish, there's so many unique stories. Our goal is naturally, first of all, this is a nonprofit segment, and second of all, is to just help the other people out that are going through cancer. I remember when I was sick at home, my major deal was trying to figure out is what I'm going through normal, what I'm feeling normal, and I think with Second Chance Outdoors, it will highlight that in such a fact. And it's just very special to us, you know, for my wife and I, being we do our own production, this is just a really special way for us to give back. To say we're excited, that would be an understatement.
And that's going to be on every other show?
Yes, sir, every other show.
How did you go about finding the folks that have these stories?
You know, since we launched our website, JaredEdwardsOutdoors.com, we have a forum on there. And I guess ever since I wasn't allowed back into the Bassmaster Tour, I had a lot of people that would call and commend me on our decision. Because for many people, if they leave the tour, there goes their sponsorships, and basically a lot of them, their career is over. Well, for us, with our other bass tanks and trout tanks out there, we knew that we'd have a great opportunity to continue our relationships with sponsors. So a lot of people would email in and say, Jared, congratulations. You know, that was a stand-up thing you did. You gave back to cancer research. And unfortunate bass, you know, couldn't see that I was trying to do good to help out others. So I started building rapport with people, which was really exciting. So when we came up with the idea of Second Chance Outdoors, it was really unique because we needed somebody that we could use as the first guinea pig to go out there and to shoot on and kind of, for my wife and I, create our own style of production, which is very important. And the first lady we used, her name was Dory Troutman, and she's a breast cancer survivor. And we actually went through chemo the same time every Tuesday morning for about those 6 months. So you get to know people very well in there when you're all in there, all bald with an IV in your arm. You're all, you know, not looking good. And you just bond. You feel like you've been to war with these folks. And Dory was grateful enough to understand our purpose with Second Chance, which is first and lastly, we're there to help other people going through the disease. And it's difficult because to many people, whether it's testicular cancer or lung cancer, it's tough for them to talk about their experience. Dory and the others that we've chosen and that have chosen to be a part of us, shall I say, these people are everyday heroes that understand that, you know, cancer is a real disease that is currently the deadliest, you know, deadliest killer in America. These people have chosen to help give back. So we salute them on that. We're really looking forward, John, to as the story gets out and a lot of people watch the show and watch this segment. The segment is positive. It's very tough for us because Rebecca and I, we took the world's most deadliest disease and turned that into a positive. And cancer is going to change you. And one way or another, it's going to change you. For most people, I tell you, cancer, it does amazing things. If you're one of the few, one of the thankful, one of the fortunate to be able to feel blessed afterwards, you feel like going out and helping others. There's not a week that goes by that you know, I'd pass a hospital before just to smell a hospital and smell of chemo. I couldn't keep my face out of the trash can there with all the nausea anymore. It takes everything I have to pass the chemo room and not go in and just talk to the people. I think that if my show were to fail and all the sponsors were to drop me tomorrow, I think I'd be happiest in life by helping others going through the disease. And this is just a very special way and a very unique part of the show that we can help give back.
Well, I certainly look forward to seeing it, and we're out of time for today, but we will let folks know over the next couple of weeks as it gets closer. So keep an eye on Bass Fan. We'll be announcing the first show, reminding people to either watch it or set their TiVo if they're not going to be able to make it. And we are definitely excited, Jarrett, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and just wanted to say thanks to all the fans out there. You know, we're very grateful, and as always, I'm on Bass Fan every day, and you guys do a great job. Thanks for all your help, John.
Thanks, Jarrett. Take care.
Bass Fan Radio.